Today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Zayin. We are holding on daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're about 5-6 lines before the end of the page. By Amrle Rabbi Lazar Lahu Saba. The Gemara is going to discuss today different lashonos of a Tanai. Whether you say Likisha Almanas or Im, and what they mean. Whether they mean that the get is going to be chal retroactively, or the get is only going to be chal mikan labad. And at the end of the parak, we're going to discuss if you say that something is going to happen after a certain point in time, after Shabbos, after the Shemitah year, after the Shemitah cycle. What does that mean? How long after is still considered after? Then we're going to begin the eighth parak of Maseches Gittin, and it's going to talk about there are going to be three halachos in the Mishnah about a woman being kona a get, whether she could be kona a get in her own chatzer, in his chatzer, if she has a basket or a kli that could be kona a get for her. The Gemara is going to discuss the source of kinyan chatzer for a woman being kona a get, and a different source of kinyan chatzer for a gun of making kinyan a geneva. The Gemara is going to discuss why we need both of those limudim, and then the Gemara is going to talk about why it is how it is that a chatzer can be kona for a woman if, after all, masha kansi isha kana baila. So shouldn't it automatically not work to give a get in her chatzer? The husband should automatically be kona. The Gemara is going to give two answers to that question. And then on basic, Gemara is going to talk about a get that needs to be given on Shabbos. A man prepared a get before Shabbos, and then it looks like he's going to die before the end of Shabbos. Is there some way to give the get on Shabbos? And then the Gemara is going to talk about whether the machlokas, whether a woman has to be next to her chatzer when her chatzer is kona the get, and we're going to try to figure out what the yisod of that machlokas is. Is it in how kinyan chatzer works in general? Is it about something else? So that's going to end. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara talks about if a get lands on a plank in the chatzer, not directly in the chatzer itself. So what are the dimensions of that plank that would make that work, that it's considered part of the chatzer, and what would the dimensions be necessary in order for it to be considered a different makom that would not be part of that chatzer? So let's begin about 6 lines before the end of the page. Amalei Rav Loza Lu Saba. We had mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday that if a guy says that if this get should be a good get, if I don't come back within 12 months, and then he dies within the 12 months, so the fact that he dies means he's not coming back within 12 months. That seems like it's going to be a kiyum of his tanai. And therefore, as long as he had made it clear that the get's going to be chal retroactively, May Achshav, then it will be a good get. And then the Gemara told us that Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Benosha Ramulil Bar Rebbe was Mara this way, Paskin, that she's Muteres in a case, even if it wasn't so clear that it was May Achshav, that she's Muteres, because we know he's not coming back. It's a fulfillment of the Tanai if he is dead. So Amr Le Rav Loza Lehu Saba, Rav Loza said to Hu Saba Kisharisua, when you say that she's Muteres, that the get is a valid get because he's dead and we know he's not going to be coming back, the alter Sharisua, do you let her get married right away? Let's say he said, if I don't come back within 12 months, this should be a good get. And he dies 3 months in. So do we say right now, let her get married because we know that he's dead, he's not coming back? Or maybe only 12 months later, once the 12 months are up, once the Tanai is actually fulfilled, we're going to be Matthew. So says Gemara, what's the svar for each side? Should we say that she's Muteris right away because he didn't come, he didn't show up? Or maybe it's after Yud Beis Chodesh, because that's when the Tanai is actually finally fulfilled after Yud Beis Chodesh. If you look at Tosos points out, Vim Tomar, Lialter, Maye Shlachush. What do you mean? He's only Mekayim the Tanai 12 months later. Right now, he's dead. He's not coming back. You know with 100% certainty that the Tanai is fulfilled. So why does it matter? Why would you have to wait for the 12 months? The Tos doesn't understand the Havamina. Maye Shlachush, Vada Yiskayim Atanai. The Tanai is going to be fulfilled. It's already signed, sealed, and delivered. The Kivan Demes, Lo Yashav Al Debeso. If he's dead, he's not coming back home. Says Tos, Yishlam Adikal Amigzer Atu Lomes. Everyone knew that this guy had a tonight, that if he doesn't come back within 12 months, so they knew that it was a 12-month tonight. Not everybody's going to realize that he's dead. People are going to think, oh, he doesn't come back 3 months, and all of a sudden, sudden we're letting him get remarried, people aren't going to realize that he's dead, and therefore the Tanai has already been fulfilled. So it's all a gzeira, Tos says, because we're afraid of what people are going to say. But really, strictly speaking, if he's dead, since we know he's not coming back, that's already a fulfillment of the Tanai, and on a daraisa level, she would be allowed to get married right away. That's how Tosla suggests. However, the Yerushalmi over here in Maseches Gittin quotes a machlokas about this. Rabbi Chagai Amur Mutarasli Nasi Miyad. Rabbi Chagai says, like Tosla seems to suggest, and like one day in the Gemara is very clear, even La Halacha, is that she's allowed to get married right away. Rabbi Yossi Amur Asur Li Nasi Rak Lachrid Beis Chodesh Ani Omer Nasulo Nisim V'Chaya. That we never know, maybe it's Chias HaMesim will happen, and it'll still come back. The Tanai hasn't been fulfilled yet. It's not definite. He might come back, he might have a Chias HaMesim. So the Achronim, Birkei Yosef, points out in Ebenezer, Simin Yad Zayin, what is the Yerushalmi saying? That if he comes back, then what? Then they're going to be married still? If he comes back, I thought there are two ways to end a marriage. When you get divorced, or when one spouse dies. So if he's dead, even if he does come back, they're still not going to be married. It still shouldn't help. Even if he were to come back, why is the chashash that he might come back make it that it's going to be problematic and that the get is not going to be chal? The marriage is going to be over anyway once he's dead. The Chassam Sofer in his commentary to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on the pasuk Shuvu lachem la ahalechem, that the Simchas Onahu da'as, the Gemara says that when the Klal Yisrael is told after Kabbalas HaTorah to go back to their tents, it's the Simchas Onah. Chassam Sofer says because by Matan Torah Yatzah Nishmasan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Tchiyas HaMesim with the Tal Shel Tchiyah, and therefore there's a Havamina that once it's Parcha and the Shmasam, they're going to have to get remarried. They can't just go back. They're single again because everyone died. So if everyone died, even though you come back, you're not going to be married to the previous spouse. So that's why it was Simcha Sona. He was telling them a Simcha that they don't have to get remarried, that they're still married to their first wives. But Lechora, the Birka Yosef's Diuk is very shver. The Paras Yosef points out that if the case over here is that it matters whether he's dead or divorced because there's a yibum situation. Meaning, if the marriage ends in death, then she's not free. Then she still is going to require a yibum. So that's why he wants the get to be chal. So enochinami, if he dies, and even if he comes back after dying, then the tanai is not going to be fulfilled, and it will turn, not that they're going to be married, it will turn out she's an almana and she's a yavama and she's zakuk liyibum. Whereas if we don't assume he's going to have a tchias amesin and we assume he's dead for good, he's permanently dead, then it's going to be a get, because then you'll fulfill the tanai of the yud beis chodesh. So it's a shver diuk that he makes, that the marriage, that the Yerushalmi saying that the marriage would not be over just because he's dead. No, the marriage is over just because he's dead, but that might mean that there's yibum if she's an almana rather than a grusha. So anyway, so that's the shaila in the Gemara. When can we allow her to get remarried? So the Gemara asked that shaila on the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So ask the Gemara, "V'tiboylim masnisin me'achshav mevasim mekan miyad v'zis chodesh meis b'tochid beis chodesh harezeget li'alter havita haloasiel d'malachid beis chodesh shaykayim le'tnai." Instead of asking that on the psak of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, why don't you just ask it directly on the case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah had the same exact thing, that if a guy says me'achshav, that the get should be chal right now if I don't come back within Yud Beis Chodesh, and he dies 3 months later, so it's a fulfillment of the Tanai, it's a valid get, she's allowed to get remarried. So we should have asked the Shaila right then and there. Is she allowed to get remarried right now, or do we have to wait till after 12 months? Why are we only asking it on Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya? Says Gemara, Enochinami, Mishum Dava Bahu Maisa. Yeah, he could have asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, but the reason Rabbi Lazar asked it in that situation, he could have asked it on the Mishnah, the reason he asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is because he was around by that discussion. So he asked it in the context of that discussion. But Enochinami, the question could have been asked directly on the Mishnah. Amra Baye, Hakol Modim Hechad Amra Likashetetze Chama Minartika Lichinafka Kamala. Everyone agrees that if the husband says this should be a good get when the sun comes out, he means that the get is only chal once it actually comes out. Vichimayas Belele, Haviget Lachar Misa. And therefore, if he were to die before the sun comes out, that's a get Lachar Misa, it's an invalid get. She's an almana, she's not a grusha. If he formulates it differently, he says, Al-Minas she'teitzei chama min artika, Al-Minas that the sun comes out, well, that's me'achshav ka'amrla. That means that the get should be chal immediately. Damravunamrav, kalomar al-Minas, kamar me'achshav dami. If you say al-Minas, you really mean that it should be chal immediately. Lo nechluku ela bi'im teitzei. The whole machlokus is, what if you use the lashon not of likishe, nor of al-Minas, but rather a lashon of Im teitze. So Mar Savlok Rav Yossi Domer Zemanu Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. One possibility is that the date on the get is today's date, and therefore it's going to be chal back to today, not only when the Tanai is fulfilled. Vavle Kimei Yom Imati Kimei Achshav Imati. And it's as if it says explicitly that it should be chal right now, because that's what the date is doing there. And Mar Lo Savlok Rav Yossi Vavle Kimei Imati Greida. And the other one says no, Zemanu Shel Shtar is not Mochiach Alav, and therefore it has a din of just Stam Im Mati, which means that it's going to be la'achar misa, it's going to be for later on, for the later date, and if he dies between now and then, it's considered a get la'achar misa, and it's therefore an invalid get. Kisvu tenuget lishim lo basim yukan vad yud beis chodesh. Kasvu betochid beis chodesh. The Mishnah said that if a guy says, give a get to my wife, if a guy says, the Mishnah had two different formulations. One was, if I don't come within 12 months, then kisvu tenuget lishti. So it sounded in the Mishnah that everyone agreed in that case that they are not authorized to write the get within 12 months. But then the next case was, he reversed the formulation. He said, write and give a get to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months. And over there we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi held that if he writes the get within 12 months and they give the get after 12 months, that's okay too. Because when he said, kisvu tenu, write the get if I don't come back within 12 months, it's okay to write the get earlier than the 12 months. So Amar le Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, lema k'sav Rav Yossi k'sav get al tanai kosher? Is this because Rav Yossi thinks that we ignore the tanai? Meaning he makes it sound like that you made it tanai that you're not allowed to write this get until after 12 months. The guy totally ignored the tanai, wrote the get within 12 months, and Rav Yossi says, yeah, it's fine, don't worry about it. So is that Rav Yossi telling us that we just don't care about tanai? That we're just going to ignore the tanai entirely? And therefore, if we're going to understand it that way, Rav Yossi would disagree with the first formulation also. It doesn't matter how you formulate it. Even if you say, if I don't come back within 12 months, write and give the get to my wife, he also can write it within, they could also write it within 12 months, because Rabbi Yossi just doesn't care about it tonight. Says Gemara, lo. Li'ol mei melach, pasul, really normally it would be pasul without a fulfillment of the tonight. V'shayni hacha, but over here with this formulation, where he specifically said kisvu utenu first, and then mentioned the yud beis chodesh, from the fact that he should have formulated, he should have said it, im lo basi kisvu utenu, that if I don't come back within 12 months, then write and give it, va'amar, but instead he said, kisvu utenu im lo basi, he reversed it and said, write it and give it if I don't come back, halchi kamar, this is what he meant to say, kisvu kama, he was trying to say, write the get, that's me'achshav, and then utnu im labasi, and give the get if I don't come back within 12 months. The Rabban would say loshnachi v'loshnachi, that it doesn't make a difference whether you formulate it one way or the other way. Either way, he's trying to say that only when 12 months are up are you authorized to do anything. Are you authorized to write and give a get? Period. Son Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us as follows: la'achar shavua shana. If a guy says that if I don't come back after the Shemitah year, then he means he gets one full year after the Shemitah year to come back. Meaning that's what we consider after the Shemitah. You don't consider like 4 years after the Shemitah. After the Shemitah, you would no longer associate it with the previous Shemitah year. That's a Daf Yomi coincidence. We're in the year after Shemitah. La'achar Shana, the year after. If he says after the year, Chodesh, it means the first month after the year. La'achar Chodesh, Shabbos. If he says after this month, he means the first week after the month. La'achar Shabbos Mai. What if he says after Shabbos? What does he mean then? So says Gemara, Yasu Rabbi Zera Kamed Rabbi Yasi V'Armila Rabbi Yasi Kamed Rabbi Yochanan V'Kamar Chad B'Shaba V'Trei Utlasa Basra Shabbata. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are all considered after Shabbos. We mentioned Sunday, another Daf Yomi coincidence. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'm joking. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is after Shabbos. Arba V'Chamisha Mali Shabbata, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are Kamei Shabbata, are considered before Shabbos. So if he says after Shabbos, it includes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tanya, Rabbi Yomer la'achar regel shloshim yom. If he says after Yontif, it means 30 days after Yontif. This is halacha l'maisa. People use these lashonos sometimes. I'll pay you back after Yontif. I'll do this. What do you mean after Yontif? We're going to start the building after Yontif, right? So what does it mean? Does it mean 30 days? Does it mean a year? What is it? What exactly does it mean? So Nafik Rabbi Chia darsha mishmed de Rabbi v'kalsuas. Rabbi Chia went and he darshan this in the name of Rabbi and they praised it. Mishmed de Rabbin, but he said in the name of Rabbin v'lokalsu and they didn't praise it. Because they didn't think that that should be taught in the name of the rabbin, because they don't pask in that way. So that's an indication that they don't pask in that way. This comes up in a few other places in halacha. It comes up most famously by Shnayim Mikra, that there are those poskim that hold that Shnayim Mikra could still be done Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for the previous parsha. It's really probably totally on what the point of Shnayim Mikra is. If the point of Shnayim Mikra is to prepare you for the Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, so then it's probably too late anytime after they lay in Kriyas HaTorah in the Shul. But if the point is that we should just be on a weekly course to try to finish the whole Torah every year, to try to learn through the whole Torah every year, then it would make sense that you could still do it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that would still be considered afterwards. There's even discussion in some of the Achronim whether you could do Malava when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Can you do Malava Malka on Sunday night? Do you still call that after Shabbos? You could still call that a Malava Malka. Pashtus is not, is that it's already too late at that point. In the Ben Ishchai, he says that the Zman Sudas Malav Malka is Ad Arba Shaos, that it's only until 4 hours after Shabbos. But b'makomones yad chatzos halayla, and the Gra holds as long as lo ala amura shachar. But some of the Achronim wanted to suggest that if you couldn't after, because it was going to be Matzoy Shabbos was going to be Tisha B'Av, then maybe even Sunday night you could already still do the Malav Malka. The most famous place where this comes up is Havdalah, that the din of Havdalah, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Reish Haditas Sivav, that if a person forgot to say Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, he can be Mavdil until the end of Tuesday, because but that's Dafka Bar Pir Gavna Mavdil Mekol Shulchol, the Ner, the Besamim, those are Matzoy Shabbos in Yanim. But just the actual mitzvah of Havdalah could even be done until Tuesday. That's Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's a din that the Zman extends until Tuesday, or that's a din of Tashlumin, that really the Zman is Matzoy Shabbos. But if you didn't do Matzoy Shabbos, you have Tashlumin where you could make it up until Tuesday. Nafkamina would be, what if you were Pater on Matzoy Shabbos? For example, a person is an Onen, so he's absolutely Pater. So if the Iker Zman is still extending, so then he's got to still say Havdalah when the Aninus is over. But if the Iker Zman is not extending, the Iker Zman was Matzoy Shabbos, it's just that this is Tashlumin, well, he doesn't have to have a Tashlumin for a mitzvah that he was completely Pater from. But that's probably the most famous example of where the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday Indian comes up, what's considered after Shabbos. Hadron Lach Misha Achzu, now we begin the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin. The Mishnah is going to have 3 halachas. Hazorik et lishto, vihi betoch beisa, o chatzera, harezu megureshes. If a person throws a get to his wife, and the get lands in her bayis or in her chatzer, then her chatzer is kona for her, and she is megureshes. Halacha number 2, Zarkula betoch beiso, o betoch chatzero, afilu hu ima bemita, ena megreshes. If he throws it in her vicinity, but she is in his house, she's in his chatzer, even if it's very close to her, she's lying on the bed and it's sitting on the same bed as her, still ena megreshes. Letochika, o letoch kalasa, harezu megreshes. Third halacha, even if she's in his house, but it lands in her lap or in her basket, then she's going to be megureshes. Then the get is going to be chal. Frak the Gemara minani mili. How do we know this din that her chatzer can be kona for her? Ditan Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa, v'nasan biyada. The brisa said, the pasuk says, v'nasan biyada. You give a get biyada. Good, that teaches me your hand. Ainli eli yada. Gaga chatzer v'karpifa minayin. That only teaches me your hand. How do I know that you could throw it into her chatzer, into her property? Tamalomar, v'nasan mikal makom. Pasuk says, v'nasan, that teaches us mikal makom, eni nesina. As Rashi points out, v'darshinun lei ba'an pe nafshei. We darshin the word v'nasan on its own. Midalok sivu biyada yitenenu. How can we do that? Just make a period in the pasuk, cut off the rest of the pasuk, just say v'nasan, and that's fine? Because if it really wanted to say you can only normally do it biyad, it would have said biyada biyada yitenenu. Mashmal and Nasina Koldu, biyada de Kasar Rachmanu, the bina dumyo diyada de mishtameres l'daita. The fact that it says v'nasan first tells you that there is such a Nasina before you even get to biyada. So biyada is coming to qualify on some level that whatever you put it to has to be in some way similar to a yad, but it doesn't have to literally be in her yad. It could be in her chatzer as well. Tosa says, well, wait a second. When, generally speaking, if you have a word like v'nasan, that could mean anything. It could mean anywhere, anything. And then you have a highly specific word like biyada. So isn't that just klalu prat? And isn't the rule klalu prat in b'chlal ela masha b'prat? So shouldn't the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben tell us that you can only give it in her hand? What do you mean? We're going to say v'nasan and say, oh, okay, so you can put it anywhere. No, there are rules for this kind of thing. So Tosfos points out, in the first Tosfos, v'im tov v'nei v'nasan klal, v'yada prat, v'im l'chal masha prat, v'yishlomer v'shilcha chazur klal, v'din kena prat. Now, if you really follow the rules, it's a klal u'prat u'klal, which is strange that the Gemara doesn't say that. I mean, the Gemara just says v'nasan, and we're just darshing v'nasan, so it means anything similar. It should have said, it's a klal u'prat u'klal, and ain't v'chal masha, that we were dainin keina prat, and therefore anything similar to yada, and that would land us in the same place. So a little bit difficult why the Gemara doesn't say that, but that seems to be the drash. That even seems to be how Rashi explains it, that it has to be dumya diyada, Rashi says. So anyway, v'tanya nam yachin, we have a similar brisa gabe ganav when it comes to kinyane gneva of a ganav. Yado, ein yeli yado, gago chatzero v'karpifo minayin. I would only know his yad. How do I know that his properties can also be kona kinyane gneva for him? So tamalomer he matze timatze mikol makom. Now, when we say kinyane gneva, it doesn't mean that if you're a ganav and you make kinyane, it's yours and you don't have to return it. No, then you have the mitzvah of eishvaz. Exactly, you have to return what you stole. It means that if there's an ones or something that happens to it, that even if it's totally out of your control, you're responsible for it because it was already in your possession. So kinyani geneva work to the detriment of the ganav. They do not work to the benefit of the ganav. That's going to be critical in this Gemara. So how do I know that a ganav has kinyani geneva even when it's not biyad, even when it's just in his chatzer? He matzi timatze mikol makom. However it may be in his possession, it's easy. He has kinyani geneva. Why do I need a drasha to tell me that a chatzer could be kona for an isha with her get and another drasha by kinyani geneva? Why can't I learn one from the other? Utsricha. Get, if it only would have told me get, mishum debal karcha migrisha, I would say, yeah, by a get, it's very easy to make that kind of transaction happen, because a get could even be given bal karcha of the woman. Aval ganav delesi bal karcha, emalo, but geneva can't happen bal karcha of the ganav, and therefore I would think that that's a more difficult transaction to pull off, and therefore maybe chatzar shouldn't work for that transaction. V'yash minan ganav, and if it only would have told me that chatzar could be kona for a ganav, mishum dekantse rachmana, because we're trying to make life miserable for the ganav, we're trying to make it bad for the ganav, we're trying to penalize him for doing this terrible avera. So we say, guess what? You have kinyan ganeva, and you become chayv and onsim on this item, even if it's only in your chatzar. Avul get emelo, but I would think by a get, we're not trying to be kones the woman, so there would be no, there's no particular reason why we would think the chatzar should have to work to be kona for the woman. So tzricha, that's why we need to be told in both contexts. Period. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. How can her chatzer ever be kona for her if a married woman, a chatzera, masha kansisha kona baila, the rule by a married woman is whatever a woman is kona, a married woman is kona, her husband's automatically kona. So how is it ever going to be that the husband is transferring the get into her rishus by putting it in the chatzer? Isn't it mimela coming back into his rishus? Gemara has two ways of dealing with this issue. First, Amar Blazer, because of the din of Dvar Meili bin Achsayich. The case is that the husband has written off any rights to this property. This property is hers and only hers. He already said, I want nothing to do with this property. Frak the Gemara, v'chikaz v'lahachi mayhavi, writing such a lashon of din of Dvar Meili bin Achsayich, why does that help? V'atanya, didn't we learn a brisa? If a person has a shutvus with somebody else, ha'omer l'chaveru, and one partner says to the other partner, dinu devarim ein li al sada zu, ein li esek ba, yadi musalagas emena, I want nothing to do with this sada, I have no business with it, my hands are removed from it. Lomer klum, that's worthless, that's not a lashon of nesinas matana. If you want to give a matana, you have to say a lashon of nesinas matana, that you're giving it as a matana, you're being makna. To just say I have nothing to do with it, that's lomer klum, that's worthless. because it's yours, you have to use a proper lashon. Sa'ami de Rabbiane, because of lava uda rusa. No, you're right. The husband, once the husband already takes possession of the field, he cannot say din l'dvar mainly besadazu. It wouldn't help. It wouldn't do anything. He would still have rights over the field. But if he said din l'dvar mainly while she was still in arusa, before he ever gained rights in the first place in the field, then it would work. Rav Kana, and this is in line with what Rav Kana teaches us. Tamar Rav Kana nachla bala liadam mimakom acher adam masna la shlo yirshena. If a person has something coming to him from somewhere else before it ever gets to him, he can use such a lashon to get rid of the rights that he would have had in that field. Ukad Rava, Tamar Rava, and it's like Rava said, haomer iefshi betakonis chamik kigonzu shomen lo. That if a person in this kind of way says, I'm not interested in the Takanas Chachamim, and that's all he says, that would be valid. My Kigon Zu, what do you mean in this kind of way? A woman has a right to support from her husband, that her husband has to support her. A woman is allowed to say, I'm not interested. I'm not going to do, you won't get my Maisi Yadayim, and I won't get the Mizonos. I'm not interested in the Takana of the Mizonos. Why can she say that? Because she does not yet have the Mizonos. All she has is rights to the Mizonos. So long as a person did not use a Lashon Matana, you can't be giving up on something you already have. But if you don't yet have it, you don't have to use a Lashon Matana. You could use any of these other formulations, any of these other Lashonos. So when our Gemara asks the Kasha, how come when the husband puts the get directly in the wife's chatzer, how come she's kona? Shouldn't we say that the husband is kona? Kol ma'ashakan si yishakana baila? The Gemara says, no, we have to make an ukimta that the husband had said prior to ever having any rights in the chatzer, dinu dvar mainly. I want nothing to do with it. So Tosfos asks the obvious question. Well, that you don't have to say that. You could just say that the husband says to her, after they're already married, I am giving it to you as a matana. The whole reason Dinu Dvarim doesn't work is because it's not the proper formulation. He's using the wrong words. So it only works when she's an Arusa. But had he used the right words, he can give her something and it will belong completely to her and have nothing to do with the husband. If he would have used the words of Matana, wouldn't that have been the better Ukimta? Instead of saying, oh, while she was in Arusa, for some inexplicable reason, he said, I want nothing to do with this field. How about he wants to give her a get? So because he wants to give her a get, he says, yeah, that field that I have rights to right now, it's yours b'matana. I have no rights to it anymore. Now it's yours b'matana. And as long as he says it that way, that would have been good enough. So Tosfos points out,
Someone
asked that kasha. So they say that we're just trying. Since that was the initial answer, we try to justify that initial answer instead of coming up with a better formulation of the term. Rav Shechter in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Chavav points out that what's really happening in this Gemara is really a very important klal in how Mechila works. That Dinu Dvarim Ainli Esek Bach, all these Lashonos are Lashonos of Mechila. And he says what you see is a big Yisod, it really comes out from a Gemara in Kiddushin Tazayin as well, that Mechila only works on a right that you have in something. Mechila works on a zuchus. It does not work on a be'en. If something already belongs to you, there's no such thing as being mochel, that which already belongs to you, that which is already a be'en. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui. You own the Eved Ivri for the 6 years that he's in your service. So you cannot be mochel the giraon. The giraon is that the Eved has to, let's say the Eved was bought for $6,000 and he's already worked for 2 years, he can pay you $4,000 to get out for the 4 years of service left. You can't be mochel that because you own him, and you can't be mochel something that you own. Mechila only works on a be'ed. And he points out that it's also interesting because Mechila does not work, not only does it not work on a be'ed, Mechila doesn't work on a davar shelo b'liolam. So for example, if let's say before Erisin, the husband would say, Dinu Dvar mainly on the Sada, that wouldn't work either because it's davar shelo b'liolam. It dafka has to be in that window that
that it's after Erusin, before Nisuin, where it's only a right that he has as the Arus, as the man who's going to be married to this woman, but it's not yet something that he actually has a kinyan on. So that's what's going on in our Gemara, that the Gemara says, is the husband just mochel? The Gemara says, well, how could he be mochel? It's only a zechus that he has. You can't be mochel a zechus. So it's a be'en already. He already owns it. You can't be mochel a be'en. So Gemara answers, no, it's only a zechus. He said it while she was still in Arusa, where it was only a zechus, and you could be mochel a zechus. And he says, based on that, you understand very well the Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis. The Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis, the Mishnah tells us that a basula gets married on Yom HaRavi'i. Why? So the Gemara explains, Shaktu Chacham Maltakanas Benos Yisrael. We wanted to give the husband enough time to prepare a proper wedding, so we tell him to get married on Wednesday so that the husband could have all those days to prepare a proper wedding. So the Gemara says, Higiyaz Man, on Echad B'Shabbos, since he's not allowed to marry her on Echad B'Shabbos, if the year is up on Echad B'Shabbos, he doesn't have to provide her with mizonos. So why can't she say at that point, I'm not interested in Takanas Chacham. The whole reason that they said Basula should get married on Wednesday is for my benefit, that I should have a better wedding. But now it comes Sunday, so because of that, they're going to tell me that I'm not entitled to Mizonos when the year is up on Sunday and we're supposed to get married on Sunday. I'm not entitled to Mizonos. Why? Because he's not allowed to get married till Wednesday. Well, that was for my benefit. Why can't she say EFSHI B'Takanas Chacham? So Rav Shechter points out that what you see is that EFSHI is not able to be Mevatel Takana. What EFSHI does, it's able to be mochel zechus, but it's not able to be mevatel takana. So if the takana made, this zechus is not stam, a zechus that she has, that she gets 3 days of preparation in advance. It's a mitzvah midrabanan that the chum made, that the man has to get married on Wednesday. And the EFSHI can't take care of that. So it's a very important yisod in terms of whenever we see such a lashon, ein li esek, EFSHI, whatever these kinds of lashonos, it's always on a zechus. It's never on something that's a be'en that you already have. It's not on a davar shelo b'liolam. It's not on a mitzvah. It's only on a zechus that you have in something in the future, because these are all the lashonos of mechila. That was all one answer as to how it could be that she's kona her get after. After all, now the Gemara says, fourth line from the top, on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the second answer. Rava Amar, Atu Yada Mi Lo Kanye Le Lebal? Why don't you ask Akasha on how he could put a get in her hand? Isn't her hand also something that's acquired to the husband? So that should also be a problem. Ella Gita V'yada Ba'im Kechad. What you have to say is that it all simultaneously, she takes control of the get and she gets control of her hand all at the same time, and that's how they were misakin that it should work. So Hachinami Gita V'chatzer Ba'im Kechad. So to over here, when the get is put into the chatzer, she gets her yad and the chatzer all simultaneously. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Rava Yad Diisha Kakashale, Rava was bothered by the Yad of the woman, Nihi Dekanile, the Maisiyada, Yadu Gufa Mikanile. He said, what was Rava's point? Rava was saying, well, her own hand, does she own her hand? Yeah, she does. The husband doesn't own her. The husband owns what she produces, her Maisi Yadayim. He doesn't own her hand. Why was Rava troubled? He had to come on to Gita V'yada Ban Kechad. No, you know why she could be koner get with her yad? Her hand is hers. It doesn't belong to her husband. What she makes with her hands, what she produces, if she builds something, that belongs to the husband. But her hand is absolutely hers. How can Rava prove Gita V'yada Ban Kechad from the fact that a woman could receive her get with her yad? Now Tos points out, L'chori, you could say the same thing about the chatzer. The husband doesn't own the chatzer either. The husband owns the peros of the chatzer. So whatever you're going to say by yad, the chori, you could still say by chatzer. So what's the Gemara bothered by over here? So Tosfos on the top points out, V'yeshlomar, kivan de kanui lo lepira, havi kanui lo gufa chatzer. Avamais yada me alma ka'asu. The peros emerge from the chatzer. The Maisi Yadayim comes from outside. It doesn't emerge from her hands. It doesn't grow out of her hands. So the Maisi Yadayim are more disconnected, are less connected to her hands than the peros are to the chatzer. So it's considered that he owns the chatzer, even though he only owns the peros of the chatzer. It's not considered that he owns his wife's hand just because he owns the Maisi Yadayim. Furthermore, he says, "V'od the chatzer karni lo bal karcha shalisha, av liyadei enam knuyim lo al karcha." Furthermore, his rights in the chatzar are greater in that she can't do anything about his rights in the chatzar. That happens just by virtue of them getting married, and she can't control that. But her rights in her ma'aseh yadayim was all a takana in order to enable her to get mezonos. So she could say, I'm not interested in the mezonos, and I get my ma'aseh yadayim. She exerts a certain control over her yadayim, and that's what the Gemara is saying, why her yadayim are different than the chatzar. Her yadayim are really hers, they're not his. Her chatzar is much more his than her yadayim are. So bottom line is, the Gemara says, how can you prove a yesod of gita v'chatzera ban kechad, because you have to say gita v'yada ban kechad? No, gita v'yada ban kechad is not mukhrach at all from a woman receiving her own get. Her yadayim belong to her. So amalei Rava yada evit kokashalei. Amalei Rava yada evit kokashalei. What Rava was saying was that not from a woman receiving her get. That doesn't prove the yesod of gita v'yada ban kechad. From an eved receiving his get, that proves gita v'yada ban kechad, because an eved is really owned. His yad is really owned by the master. So if you hold that an eved can receive his own get shichrur in order to go free, yad eved kiad rabo damya. But the yad of the eved is exactly an extension of the yad of the master. Ela gita v'yada ban kechad. So why does it work? Because gita v'yada ban kechad. So if we say that by the eved, even though the master is in full control and full ownership of the yad, by putting a get shichrur into that yad, the eved goes free. So here also, achanami gita v'chatzera ban keachad. By the woman, even though the husband is in complete control of the chatzer, by putting the get in that chatzer, the woman becomes divorced. There was a guy who was dying, who wrote a get to his wife on Erev Shabbos. V'lo hispik l'misfilah. And he didn't have time to give it to her before Shabbos. L'machar takaf le'alma. The next day he was dying, and they had to do something. And Rashi points out, v'yarei penyamus, he was afraid he was going to die, v'tizakik li'abim, she was going to require a yibim, v'asu le'taltel get b'Shabbos l'mosula. And their problem was mukta, that the get was mukta. You can't be metaltel the get and give it to her. So because of tiltel mukta, he didn't know what to do. Asul came to Rav, they came to Rav Amrlu, Zilu Amrle, Liknin Lehu, Dokta Diasa Begita, Vitezel Ihi, Vitichel Vitiftak Vitachel Beg. Let him be makna to her, the place where the get is right now. She'll go and she'll lock the door, she'll make a kinyin chazaka on that place, it will become her chatzer, and then Mela should be able to acquire the get will be in her chatzer. Titran, Nolgadur Paretz, Kolshu Arezu Chazaka. That if you lock a door, you build a fence, or you open a, you breach a fence, so even just a little bit, that creates a chazaka, and therefore it will now belong to her. So that's that way it will be she'll be able to acquire a get. So Tosa says, well, wait a second. We said the problem was tiltul mukta. So Tosa says, but you're doing another isidrabanan. You're doing kinyanim. Isn't that a problem also? Tosa points out, v'tezli v'tech v'tiftach birush rashi l'pisha geros v'tatul mosva afal gav dibetosef teperk mishilin tanya ein megarshim b'shabbos b'shchiv mira ikilu. Even though you're not allowed to get divorced on Shabbos in general, we're makel by yishchiv mira. Do tipol kame yavim, so she shouldn't have to face yibum. Lachim perk mishilin katani ein mekatchim v'lo katani ein megarshim k'vo. It's okay for a shchiv mira to get divorced. Then Tos deals with another issue. What about tligi tech me al gabe karka? Isn't this a violation of tligi tech me al gabe karka? The get's already there, and she's just being kona the rishus. The kivan cha get bob mi rishus abal the rishusa have a kilu nasanla. Since the chatzar belonged to the husband and went directly to the wife, so that's considered that he's being makna directly to her. Gita chatzera bal yachramikain is where a husband put again someone else's chatzer, and then that someone else is makna the chatzer to the woman. But over here, it's going straight from the husband to the woman. That would be perfectly fine. But this is very interesting. For tiltul laget, we're going to say no. Tiltul mukta, that's us. You can't. We can't be matir tiltul mukta. But for kinyanim, which is also in the Sidrabanan, that we're going to allow on Shabbos. So Rav Shapta just points out, we have to say, Shitas Rashi is, that a chol sheishbo sakana, we know, machil mosa kala kal tchila, the Gemara Yuma Pei Gimel says. You try to do the smallest isser first, before you let them do the greatest isser. So Mestamu, who I did over here, by a chol, to violate Gezeres Rabbanan, where this person probably has din of chol hashem b'sakana for this purpose, you would also do a kala kal tchila. And apparently we're assuming, Rashi holds, that the gzeiras muksa is a more chamer dika gzeira than the gzeira of making kinyanim on Shabbos. That has to be the assumption that we're working with. The other Rishonim understand that. We're talking where the get was not in the bayis of the Shechiv Merah. Other Rishonim say explicitly, we're talking the get somewhere else. And the only way for him to gain access to the get, he can't walk, he's a Shechiv Merah. The only way to bring the get to him would be to bring it through a Rishos HaRabim. And that would involve an Issa D'Oraisa. So it's not a tiltal issue. But Rashi, who says it's a Mukta issue, must understand that Mukta is more Chamer Dika Yisra D'Rabbanan than Kinyanim are. Amar le Ravilish Lurava, Mashkansi Isha Kanabaila. Ravilish says Rava, after all, Mashkansi Isha Kanabaila, how could a woman require the get? Ichsef, he was embarrassed. Lasov, because he didn't have an answer. Lasov, the Milsadar Rusavai. Then it was clear later on that she was Narusa. Amar Ravi, Amar Binasua, Yamru Barusa. If we say by a Nasua that the husband could be Zoch and the Chasim, when we say the same thing by an Arusa, Hadar Amar Rava, Losh Narusa, Losh Narusa, that doesn't make a difference whether it's Narusa or Nasua. Either way, we could say Gita v'chatzera ban kechad. Ask Rav Amar Rava. Why was Rava embarrassed originally when Rav Ilish asked this question? Didn't he already say previously Gita v'chatzera ban kechad? Answer Gemara, Meikara ki Amar Rava ahay maisa amra. Yeah, it was in this context that he originally said it. V'hi b'toch beisa. We said if she's in her house, then she could acquire the get by it being put in her chatzer. Amar ula v'husha medes b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzera. But that's only if she's standing right next to her house or her chatzer when that happens. No, she could be in Tveri and her chatzah could be in Tzipori, you could still acquire for her. So it would still work. But didn't we learn that it has to be that she's in her house? It has to be as if she's in her house, as if she's in her chatzer. What does that mean? As long as the chatzer is being guarded, so then she's miskareshes. She knows that it's being guarded, she doesn't have to be there. So what are they arguing about? The one that says that she has to be right there holds that a chatzer is an extension of Yad, so it's got to be right near her. And the one that says she could be anywhere holds that chatzer works midin shliach. So just like your shliach could be a million miles away from you, so can her chatzer. Says more low. The kli on the chatzer mishum yadis rabbi. Everyone holds chatzer works midin yad. Mar sober ki yada ma yada b'smucha av chatzer b'smucha. One says it has to be similar to yad in that it has to be nearby. V'idach ma yada b'dvuka av chatzer b'dvuka. The other would say what? Does it also have to be attached to her body like her yad? No. El ki yada ma yada mishtameres l'daita av chatzer d'mishtameres l'daita. Just like her yad is something that she guards over. On her own das, that's what the chatzer has to be. Lafuchi chatzer mishtamer shalol l'daita, as opposed to the chatzer that's mishtamer shalol l'daita. But she does not have to be in proximity to the chatzer. Tomorrow we'll pick up at Ahu Gavra.